Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. You see several passages in the Bible that talk about Christians bearing fruit. Most of them are simple and straightforward. True Christians will produce visible fruit, and false Christians won't. But some scriptures aren't so clear-cut. In his talk with the disciples in John 15, Jesus said, "I am the vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away." That passage goes on to say those fruitless branches are dried and gathered, cast into the fire, and burned up. John, the big question here, are there believers in Jesus who don't bear fruit and perish? What's he talking about here?
No, there are not. What he's talking about, particularly in that passage, is Judas Iscariot himself. He was a fruitless branch. You know, this is a warning really given to him. He was there when Jesus said this. And for all intents and purposes, he looked like he belonged. He looked like he was attached. He was on the outside, but there was no life flowing through him, and there was no fruit in him. No, the ones that are burned, that's the ones that end up in hell. Cast into the fire and burned up can't refer to anything but eternal damnation, eternal judgment. And no believer will ever perish. That's John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The ones that perish are the false branches. And it becomes evident that they're false, not because of their outward association, but because of their lack of fruit. Now, you can tell the non-believer because he never produces any real spiritual fruit.
Thanks for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth teaching, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.